Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final hour of Power on this Monday, and I have a feeling the conversation is going to go on and on and on and on and on, right? Because it's the franchise quarterback and because disaster happened. Now, listen, it could have been a lot worse, obviously. As far as we know, no break. We don't know about ligament damage. We don't know about surgery. We don't know about rehab. I mean, my guess is it's not going to be good. That's my guess. But I try and be more realistic just to prepare myself and to prepare you. But that's my guess. I would say this. At this point, look, there's no gloating here. I mean, this what we were all worried about was shots to his upper body and a mobile quarterback, right? Now, Big Tony texted me and said, that I was wrong on Montana. Montana took some shots and obviously hurt his back later in his career. I get it. But when Montana was in his prime, he was really good at getting rid of the football. Now, he had a terrific offensive line. Every quarterback takes shots, no matter how good your offensive line is, no matter how good you are. It's a lot of times just luck, right? Jaden could have been tackled in that spot and everybody would have been like, get him out. But if he doesn't land awkwardly on his left elbow, nobody's really that upset. I mean, people are upset at the team. They're upset at the result, but they're not upset about that, but because it was gruesome and because you know it's likely season-ending and problematic. And let's be honest, now this is the fourth injury he's had. The fourth injury, third this year. I mean, his mom can talk about not willing stuff into the ether all she wants. Nobody's got to do that. It's the reality. Nobody is cursing Jaden. Nobody is putting some hex on Jaden. This is all part of playing football. This is all part of being the quarterback. This is part of being a mobile quarterback. Nobody is talking anything into existence and it's transferring over to Jaden just because they compare him to Robert. Nobody. But if she wants, point out something that was pointed out last night. I mean, everybody thought of the Seattle connection. But what I didn't realize was that was the same yard line, apparently. And I watched side-by-side videos late last night when I got home. I forget who had them. It was the same yard line and same end of the field that Robert got hurt on. That's what somebody said. And I saw the video, and I thought Robert was hurt at the other end, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Either way, this team has had some weird symmetry when it comes to gruesome quarterback injuries. Joe Theismann and Alex Smith, So anyway, all right, let's get to it. Back to it, I should say, on the phone. Let's go to where are we going here? Mike in Fort Washington, I think, has been on hold the longest. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Rooster, I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Mike. Thank you for making it.
So my response to what you were just talking about, what people saying, trying to make some similarity between the two, is who cares where the injuries occurred? Who cares? The bottom line is that I think Jaden feels that he has to do it all himself. No one was getting open. No one. There's no running game. And I feel like he took the burden and saying, if it's going to get done, then I'm going to have to do it myself. And when people do too much, that is usually the result that happens, is they get hurt because they're just doing way too much. You mentioned Montana. He never had to take the game on his shoulders in this way, where he had no other help. Now, he would orchestrate some drives, and Josh Allen does the same thing, but they have a supporting cast that supports them, that helps them. Now, my point is this. I called when I called you and I called Linnell's show when Brian Robinson was traded.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who's going to replace him? And people started talking about Bill, McNichols, and the other guy. And
Chris Rodriguez, yeah.
Rodriguez, right. They weren't able to beat Brian Robinson out in 3 years. So why would they do it now? So my point is, how many players, my question to you is, if Terry wasn't available last year, who would pick up the slack? De'Ami Brown and Zaccheaus.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. Why would Adam Peters let them go? The guy on defense, Jeremy Chinn.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Peters keep them as a nucleus?
Supposedly they wanted to keep Zaccheaus, but he chose to leave better opportunity in Chicago, he felt.
Okay, well, that's fine. But my point is this. Where is the team? Like, we have no team. How do we get to the point where he has nobody to accommodate him? No one. Debo, I'm sorry. Time gone by. You know what I mean? We're not going to get very much out of Debo. My point is, Adam Peters, I think, in my opinion, my humble opinion, got a little cute and got a little ahead of himself last year in terms of allowing letting people go and trading for this and trading for that. Now we lost draft capital. So my whole thing is, Adam Peters needs to come to the table and say, listen, you know, maybe this, maybe that, or either just take some sort of responsibility for where we are, because he's the GM and we don't have anyone to replace anyone. We have no names. We have no players. Offense, defense, you know, special teams, we have nothing. So where do we go from here?
It's a great question, and the answers are limitless, but here's one thing that I would say. Here's the one thing I would say, Mike. They better get serious about not just spending money, because you can spend bad money, but they better get serious about the true weaknesses on their team that they didn't address last offseason, which is wide receiver.
Right.
Wide receiver. I mean, they sort of addressed it, but not good enough. But in any way. And then on top of that, most importantly, they did not do a good enough job of addressing edge pass rush, period. And that has killed them, right? Because Von Miller, no offense to Von Miller, Von Miller doesn't have the same juice or the same impact. And that
and
was
that.
That's the biggest problem. I appreciate it. I got to let you run so we can get to some more calls. But good call. Appreciate it. Let's get to AA MCO. What's up, Avin? How are you, pal?
Good. You know, I guess I'll start by saying this. I really hope this wasn't one of those situations last night where, like, Quinn was going to pull Jaden, and Jaden, like, said, no, I want to finish it out, coach. Let me stay in, and the player got his way. I hope it wasn't one of those types of things. We'll never know. Obviously, we're not privy to that type of information. But it was, in my opinion, malpractice for him to still be in there. However, it's not the first time I've ever seen that happen. Back in the old school days, the starting quarterback would be in there till the very end. They'd be fighting till the very end. Mm-hmm. And I know things have changed a lot, but, I mean, it's not the first time it's happened. It probably won't be the last. But I think what everybody's missing, and some callers hit on it, is this is just more a lack of talent than anything on this team. I mean, let's go before the injuries. They got dog walked up and down the field by Green Bay, dog walked by Atlanta, who lost to Miami and got shut out by Carolina. And then you just got worse and worse. You got to lose to Dallas. You get a half of football that was good against the Chiefs, and then you just get, I don't even know what to call last night other than just unforgettable. But I just think that the thing this team has to start getting right is these draft picks, because if you look at the successful teams, You have a few free agents here and there that hit, but Seattle, Kansas City, you know, Baltimore, Green Bay, all the teams that usually have success, yeah, it's all draft picks that usually are there.
You sent me a chart this morning, and this is your own evaluations. You had very, very, very few positive marks. There was one, right? Maybe two? I can't even remember.
There was a handful, Chris. I actually borrowed that chart from someone off of X, but okay. I pretty much agree with whatever that person did. I mean, I don't totally say like Sandra Still's a bust yet, but it is concerning to me.
Sandra Still has taken a major step back. He's taken a major step backward. Like nobody's saying that he can't get it right or get better. But he's taken a major step back. That is undeniable, despite the interception last night, despite the interception at the goal line in L.A. He has taken a major step back, period. Did we lose you? No, you're there. Affin? Nah, I think we lost him. All right, let's get to Sanchez. Boy, Sanchez, calls were a lot more fun last year. What's up, buddy? How are you? Uh-oh.
Hi.
Oh, are we? Is he there? I can hear him. Sanchez? Yeah, we're going to put him on hold, see if we can find him. Let's get to Tony in Capitol Heights. Tony, how are you?
How you doing today, good man?
Okay, Tony, what's going on?
Listen, I'm upset with Coach Quinn. Coach Quinn in over his skis. He supposed to protect our young man. Uh-huh. Already Jaden is a bag of bones, man.
Yeah.
He's supposed to protect himself from the past.
All
he
right.
can't.
So let's unpack this together, okay? The play call itself, I assume you had a problem with that, right? As opposed to just him being in the game, correct?
Both, but yeah.
Okay, so then we would have to expand that to Cliff Kingsbury, right?
All right.
Certainly, Dan Quinn, absolutely more than fair to question, and a lot of people want to blame. Let me just ask it from this perspective, because again, people have shot back on this. Is it absolutely fair to ask? I don't know, Sam Cosmi, who had now an extensive injury history. Is it fair to ask him to play the final 12 and a half minutes of that game, but not Jaden? What about Debo?
All right, and that's when you're creating the perception of one is more important than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we know, actually, it is true, one is
it
more
is.
Important than the other. So you can't shut down the whole team, you
right.
can. But honestly, Rooster, I have a real problem with Coach Quinn. He got the behavior of letting the rope go. If you date back all the way from when he was, he got the court. He had a bad time getting out the door in Seattle. Then he got the job in Atlanta. He crashed the car in the Super Bowl. It was bad out the door. Then Dallas, he crashed the car the last game, and then he let the rope go again with us against Philly. Every time it's looking like Slim is out of order. And this is a sign of what he is. I don't like it. I don't like it. He has the behavior of letting that rope go.
Tony, your point is fair. And a lot of guys come in gangbusters and everything's great and everything's Shangri-La. And then as time goes on, you get more and more exposed. I mean, we say that for backup players. We say that
yes,
for
sir.
Certain players. And why yes, wouldn't sir. That be true for coaches? It's a more than fair point. I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. We'll get back to more calls in a sec. First, we got to take a timeout so we sort of stay on track here. Again, you're going to hear from Dan Quinn just after 3:30 on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Quinn coming up in just about 9 minutes or so. So let's get back to it on the phones. Let's see if we can reconnect with Sanchez. Sanchez, you there, Pally?
Brewster.
What's up,
how
buddy?
How are you, my friend?
What's shaking, man?
Oh, my blood pressure, the rent. And I feel like the despondentness of this fan base, because I don't know if it's the fickleness, the fair weatherness. Y'all, look, we done been through this stuff before. Calm down. Just calm down. I was upset in the moment, but I'm like, I'm not even going to talk about what happened at the end of the game, because everybody's talked about it. But what I will talk about, Chris, I had to write down this stuff, because I have the air of grievances. I feel like in Seinfeld on Festivus and everything. I don't know what Captain Catchphrase is going to say here coming up at 3:30, but it's going to be something about, we got to get better, we got to do this, we got to do that.
That's you call Captain yes, Catchphrase. Yes.
Okay, Captain Catchphrase.
I had not heard somebody call him that. I mean, I've heard, you know, Linnell, who stole it from somebody else, call him Sergeant Slogan. I have not heard Captain,
I'm original.
Captain Catchphrase.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
I'm original. I'm not Linnell.
I needed that laugh. I needed that laugh, yes. Sanchez. Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. I've missed you too, buddy. Look, and for everybody out there that wanted to see the Redskins name back, the Redskins uniform back, y'all got your wish. We got unpants on national television, and we look just like the Redskins did when they got unpants on national television. So there you go. You got your pride down, so we can live in misery. Can we talk about Cliff Kingsbury? Like, I hear this all the time about him being a great play designer. Guess what? Van Gogh was a great painter, but I wouldn't go to him for ear surgery either. He can't call the way he calls games, Chris. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, you start out 6 pass plays in a row, and I'm gonna use a word from our old favorite truck driver, Paulie. It's soft. It's soft. It's a soft offense. Soft. Cliff is soft. I hope that was a good Paulie.
Yeah. Not bad.
Can we, when is it considered elder abuse to keep on putting Bobby Wagner out there for 100% of the stats? I mean, it's serious, man. I mean, me and him the same age, but in football years, he's a grandpa. Like, we sit out here, we talk all the time in the real world about respecting our elders and everything, but we're going to send this old man out there. Half the time, he looks like a kid and stole his wallet, and he's just pointing out there, hey, he stole my wallet, can you go help me real quick? It was like, I thought about it in Atlanta. I mean, he wasn't as bad last night. But, brother, and then these people talking about we need to sell. Y'all, we didn't talk about this. Y'all said the roster is terrible. What are you selling? There's nothing to sell. And somebody said we need to bench Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore to bench himself now. Towards ACL, he's done. So you got to worry about that. There you go. But, man, I don't know. We just got to calm down. And then people said we need to start planning for next season. Guess what, people? The good teams are always planning for next season and working on the same season at the same time. You just don't stop in the middle when you think your season's over with. You got to keep on doing it. And that's another problem I have with this team. Why can't we develop, guys? What's wrong with it? Like, they talk about Peter's not drafting right, guys. Adam Peters' problem is he went up to MGM and he got hot at the dice table. He'd been rolling sevens the whole time. Now he didn't roll snake eyes. So we got to go. We got to call the gambling hotline and get him to reevaluate himself and say, you're not the sharpshooter that you think, y'all, bro. Let's just stick to the book and not go off script. We don't need sexy. We don't need Victoria's Secret. Give me the Sears catalog, okay? That's all. It's still going to get people fed, and it's still going to be a good Christmas for people. But other than that, Bruce, it's always good to talk to you. I hope I got everything off my chest. I think I did. I'm good. I'm good now.
Right.
It's always good to talk to you,
bro. Good job, Sanchez. Appreciate you. Have fun, brother. Keep them cranking. Appreciate it. All right, let's do this. We will try and get some more calls on the back end. We've got to take the time out here so that we can get back for Dan Quinn and get the most important part of the presser, which is the Jaden Daniels update and everything else. Marshawn Lattimore, by the way, it is now reportedly, indeed, a torn ACL. So that's the latest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final half an hour or so of the radio program, a little less than that. We're awaiting Dan Quinn to meet with reporters. We just told you that, according to multiple reports, Marshawn Lattimore, as expected, did tear his ACL. Maybe Quinn will make that official. Not sure. He tends to be very tight-lipped with this stuff. You know, he didn't have to say anything. I mean, he's generally very open, but he's not very open about injuries. But I don't know what you would be hiding, quite honestly, at this point, if he's got a torn ACL. You know, unless there's some inconclusivity to it, which I would imagine they would have leaked out to the reporters. Nobody's reporting that yet, so I expect, obviously, confirmation of the bad news. Now, what we don't know is, again, whether Jaden Daniels' MRI determined that he needs surgery, whether there's torn ligaments, whether there's potential nerve damage. I mean, you never know, right? We should not, under any circumstances, just be sitting here going, hey, man, it's not broken. Everything's good. It's not on his throwing arm. Everything's good. All right, here's Dan Quinn meeting with reporters.
Ready when you are.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
You got it.
Yeah, we can get rolling. I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too, and you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me. And I also said last night in the presser to our fans that, man, did we miss our mark as a team. And with that performance, we need to fix it. They created an awesome environment, you know, at the stadium for the game. And that fix needs to be done now. So just wanted to open up with that and get started. I'll also give you some other injury news. Confirm Jaden dislocated his left elbow. No timetable on that right now. Still gathering the information. Marshawn had an MRI today and confirmed an ACL injury for him. So that will knock him out for the season. And Luke fractured his collarbone. Still working through the timetable for that, but that'll definitely knock him out for a while. So tough night on the injury front. All three of these guys are absolutely elite competitors, and they mean a ton to our team for their play style and what they represent. So all that said, we can get rocking with you guys, but I felt it was important to fill you in on the beginning with Jaden and thought processes and missing it, and that's me. So let's get it rolling.
Go ahead, John.
A two-part. Does Jaden need surgery? And two, what brought you to that realization? Like, when did that hit you? Was it driving home? Was it watching the film again? Why did you come to that realization that maybe you should take him out?
Yeah, the hindsight part is the hardest one. You know, that's what I think about all night and nonstop. When you have chances and you look back to say, man, like, you know, how do you do this differently, you know, so this doesn't happen? And, you know, 12 and a half, you know, minutes, I thought, okay, this is the, you know, last drive for them and what we'll do. And so just missed it, John, honestly. There's no other reason behind that, and just mad, upset, all those things. And then as far as timetables for Jaden, they're still gathering the last little bit of information and should have maybe a further update as the week continues with him.
And then, two, the defensive struggles have continued for a while. you said you'll look at everything. Are you at the point now where you're considering any changes with your defensive staff at all?
No. Why? The three TDs that just burned me up on the second TD was like a third and eight. We doubled Smith and Jigba. We got beaten man-to-man by a different player. The third TD was the first play after a fumble on a kickoff return. I believe it was right around 25, 26-yard line. Again, it was man-to-man on a seam route, so those weren't confusing calls. And the toughest of all was a cover three, the fourth TD. The quarterback got caught up on a run fake, ball over top. We also missed a tackle on that play. So the executing man, John, it's players, it's coaches, it's all of us, man. And we're capable of playing these calls and playing them better, and I'm certain of it. My belief in the players is high and the staff is high. We got to get this job done, man. It's it was extremely frustrating, and we're going to look at everything, man, to make sure, like, whatever we need to do to play our best, we're going to find a way to do that.
Nikki?
Hi, Dan. Fix that with the people you have. Do you expect changes in personnel with the deadline coming up?
Adam and I would stay in, constant communication regarding, changes and that type of thing as it goes to the roster. We'll also have, some IR spots, that are going to be, they're moving ahead just based on the roster, what happened last night. And we're going to dig in hard, technique, just kind of find the edges, Nikki, and like those are the margins to try to get better at, whether it's a defensive end rushing better, a defensive tackle, the blitz package to do it, because you know it and I know it. You have to be able to disrupt the QB. You just have to. And it's not only one way to do it, but we're going to find those margins to improve upon it for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then with Jaden, I know you're still gathering information, but do you leave open the possibility that he could return the season? And did he suffer any fractures at all with the dislocation?
Nope, just the dislocation. So that was a good space. And like I said, I'll have a little bit more once they do like all the final checkups and opinions and that type, but by Wednesday, Thursday, I'm sure I'll be able to update that a little bit further once other opinions and those things are there. But it'll knock him out for a while for sure.
Tom, Dan, I hate to ask a hypothetical question, but depending on the team's record, even if Jaden is healthy enough to return later in the season, can you foresee any situation where the team would hold him out even if he's healthy enough to play?
Yeah. I hate that you went hypothetical too. You didn't have to. I haven't even gone there, Tom, honestly, dude. That's a way down the line space to get into. Kind of really worried about this weekend to go. So we haven't discussed any of that. We haven't had any topics on that at all.
That more short-term question. Can you provide any update on Terry? And does the bye week coming up and the Madrid trip, does that have changed how you're going to proceed with him at all?
Yeah. We haven't gotten all the medical stuff, obviously, just with everything last night. But I don't foresee, him making it in for this weekend. And that definitely has an effect on it, Tom, of when that return to play could be. And knowing that it's game by, that definitely has an effect. But we don't have a timetable that I can give you today about where it's at. But I would say it'd be unlikely, heading into where we're at. But I think I can give you more update on him in 2 or 3 days.
David Aldridge?
Dan, just housekeeping on the quarterback. I assume Josh is up and now Sam's the third. There won't be any. Would there be anybody else brought in at this point?
No, Dave, not at this point, no.
The injuries that you have across both lines of scrimmage and now on teams, I mean, does that fundamentally limit you in some of the things that you can do now going forward?
It does, and you've heard me probably say that before. There's a lot of ways that you have to go try to win the game, and so you may have to maneuver that differently. That's accurate, based on how to, feature the best way to go about winning. And it may not look the same exactly every week, but I do think there's a way. Hey, you got 6 days. This is where we're at, and this is our best way to go attack it and go win. and we'll need to do that for sure.
All right, that is head coach Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders meeting with reporters via teleconference. We're going to leave it right there. We'll monitor if he says anything else important, but you got pretty much the gist of it. They're not going to tell you about ligament damage potentially to Jaden Daniels. They said they'll have more information later. I would imagine before we get to Dan Quinn on Wednesday, you will have a report from one of the big insiders about that. Terry McLaurin unlikely to play this Sunday against the Lions. Marshawn Lattimore confirmed torn ACL, done for the year. Probably his career here in Washington. I'm not saying his career total. Remember, they have no more guaranteed money on that, so that's an easy contract to get out of. However, the injury does complicate things. Before I say what I think, I want to double-check and do some homework on that. But either way, probably likely that you're not going to see Marshawn Lattimore, which I know many of you were thrilled about. Again, in burgundy and gold. And McCaffrey, he didn't call a fractured collarbone. I was told during the game last night that it was. And that was the report this morning. And then there was the report that he would be out for the whole year. He certainly, Quinn, kind of alluded to possibly him being able to come back before the end of the season. We'll see what happens. The DOC is about 20 minutes away. Richard. Doc Walker. I just talked to Doc at 1 a.m. on my way home from FedEx from Northwest Stadium. But he is coming up for your listening enjoyment from 4 to 6 because we have Maryland basketball at 6 o'clock. So why don't we grab a call or two here and try and get as many in as we can. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg next up. What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing there, Richard?
All right, Mike, what's going on?
I have a question regarding any similar situations that arise with other teams that go through the same process. In other words, they keep the quarterback in, but they take the quarterback out when there's a point differential of maybe more than 20 points and less than 10 minutes left in the game.
I'm not sure I understand the question. So,
well, I'm trying to figure out other teams that face the same situation that we have.
Oh, okay. Meaning, is there like a certain line in the sand that you draw based on points or up or down?
Well, no, just to do other teams, will they, we're getting beat by 20 points. Should we go ahead and keep Jaden in or take him out?
Right. I don't know if there's a magic chart or anything like that. I don't think there is. I mean, you just heard Dan say right there, he screwed up in his words. Now, maybe he's taking accountability, you know, which obviously as the head coach, you have to. And maybe he didn't have to say it exactly the way he did, but I actually think it was cool and refreshing that he admitted fault. Now, I personally, I understand why he's being blamed. I don't think he's incompetent or foolish or malpractice or anything like that. But I do appreciate him being so forthright and saying, I screwed up. In hindsight, I screwed up. I missed the mark.
Right.
You know? I don't think there's just a magic line or anything like that.
Right. So, but no one's ever done any kind of study to that, to that effect.
Okay. Hang on. I got to let you go, Mike. We did miss something interesting. AMAC, why don't you just tell, like, you were still monitoring?
Yeah. So there's a few Twitter reporters or people on Twitter notifying that Dan Quinn did say that Joe Witt will come down from the press box and coach on the sideline next game.
Okay. So there you have that. Not considering any staff changes, but again, Joe Witt, which is a possibility that we talked about, right? I mean, if you weren't going to take away play calling from him, if you weren't going to fire him, that was the only thing that you could do. Mentioned that last week. It was the only thing you could do. So, now, one thing I was kind of confused on, and I want to go back and listen or at least check the transcript tonight when it comes out, he kept saying the 12.5-minute mark, which is when that drive started. So I believe what he was saying was he should have taken him out right then and there. He shouldn't have put him in
for
at the start
drive.
Of that. Right, yeah. Which was the point that I made. You can't pull him out when they're at the 2-yard line. You got to pull him out at 12.5 minutes or not. And he's saying, I screwed up. I should have taken him out. Now, again, he did mention that he was going to pull Debo and Ertz and I think Tunsil and whatever. So that would have solved that issue that I've mentioned, which is how do you kind of just say, Jaden's so special, he's the only one that's coming out. So I guess the argument being made is, hey, man, we should have pretty much pulled everybody. Again, people are going to say, oh, you're stupid, you don't understand how sports works, you got to protect the quarterback and all. I got it. I do understand. I'm just saying that I had a slightly different view. Can we squeeze in one more real quick? Let's do Derek in Maryland here before we run out of time. Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up. What's up, Derek? How are you? Derek? All right, Derek is not there. Let's go quickly go to Mark and Largo. Not time to do the Mark and Largo show. So just warning you in advance. Don't kill me here, okay?
I won't. This is a real sad. This is the saddest day. I think this is worse than RG3. I really do. I think this is worse than RG3, Chris, because Robert had a lot to do with what happened 12 years ago. He had a lot to do with this. I think Jaden did to a certain extent. But at the same time, it just seems like everybody's had pressure on this kid all year long to turn to Superman. And just like we saw in Batman v Superman, Doomsday was able to kill Superman. And then Batman is feeling like, you know, hey, you know what? I should wear this. I put him in this position. Look, I think we got to get a better team around this kid. That's just the bottom line this offseason. We got to get a better team around him. Forget it about the defense. Forget about everything else. Just get receivers. Get an athletic tight end. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the offensive line, but I would go back to Brandon Coleman. I mean, I'm just saying, I would go back to him. And, you know, just I would move Chris Paul. You can move him. So, I mean, I just – this is a sad day. This is a sad day, man. And to be honest, if you're a Commanders fan, you don't feel like watching football no more for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You just don't. This is a sad day, man. This trumps what happened 12 years ago. Totally trumps it. And I know it wasn't his leg, and that's a good thing. At the same time, it's just putting all this pressure on him. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. We're nothing without him. How could you be that way? I mean, it just tells me that alone. And I honestly thought, Chris, after that injury, I could see Adam Peters going in a different direction with a head coaching staff next year. I honestly can't, because you're going to have to get an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I got to step in here because we're out of time. Certainly there's going to be changes. I don't think anybody should think that they are safe, including Dan Quinn. I don't think that will happen, but I think everything's on the table. Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn. I mean, I don't think Adam Peters, but can't 100% rule that out. I think everybody should understand there's going to be a ton of change, and there needs to be. All right, we got to take a timeout. Final segment to come, the DOC straight ahead. Dumb Dumb of the Day before that. Alrighty, yes indeed, before we turn it over to the DOC, and I'm sure many of you are saying it should be Dan Quinn, but it's not. Yeah, this is sad. An Arizona college student is accused of allegedly plowing into and killing all three victims with his Porsche as they were walking in a crosswalk. That's horrible. Awful. Nobody should ever have their lives ended that way. But it gets worse, and this is why I chose this particular story. The perpetrator then left the scene, darted home, called his rich father in California. Again, this is in Arizona. His rich father in California, who has quote-unquote significant resources for help, and a private lawyer. Now, his mom or I'm sorry, the mom of one of the victims, Josiah Santos, a 22-year-old, the mother, Andrea Santos, said, quote, "I can't believe that you drove away and left them there," in the first court appearance for the alleged perpetrator. This young man, 19 years old, accused of killing Santos, the 22-year-old, his girlfriend, 21-year-old Sophia Trotel, and another 21-year-old young woman with his 2019 Porsche Boxster. And in case you were wondering, it gets worse. He was allegedly impaired by alcohol and or drugs. Witness interviews indicated that the Porsche was traveling northbound above the posted 30-mile-per-hour speed limit. There were three pedestrians walking eastbound on a street marked in a marked crosswalk. The Porsche did not stop, struck the pedestrians, and fled the scene. Now, the lawyer for the alleged perpetrator does not deny that his client was involved in the crash. However, he says he went home and called his father, an owner of a large business in California, for help. So, there's more to the story. Here's what you need to know. Once again, we have innocent people who have no chance, who now can't live because somebody decided to either be stoned, wasted, or drunk and to plow into people and then just leave the scene like the coward that you are. And for that, they should throw you in jail and throw away the key and never let you see the light of day. And that's the kind way of doing things. I would do things a little bit differently. But that is what that deserves. I hope Matt's okay with it, too. Matt Essig would be proud of that. He was not proud of the Commanders, I'll tell you that much. All right, that's going to do it for us. Burgundy and Gold today, the DOC straight ahead. Thanks to AMAC, who made his return. We'll get more into his little vacation tomorrow when things calm down. I'll see you tomorrow at 1. Adios on the team, 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.